You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Fire danger remains elevated across Wisconsin due to dry, warm, and breezy conditions. Most of the northern third of the state has extreme wildfire risk, while most of the rest of the state is at very high or high fire danger. An 80-acre wildfire in Juneau County yesterday prompted road closures and evacuations until it was brought under control. Nobody was reported hurt by the fire. The DNR said it's been called to over 100 wildfires just in the past week. Rain is expected later this week, which should help reduce fire conditions. The Sparta Area School District is closed today as it is experiencing an internet and phone outage. According to a post on the school's social media channels, its fiber line was cut by accident by people doing work off of district property. The district said it's not safe to have school without reliable communication and cited safety as the reason for closing school today. In addition, evening activities are to be determined. A post on the district's website also confirms the closure due to the internet and phone outage. On Monday, the La Crosse Common Council used an information session to discuss priorities for the La Crosse School District. Council members and school administrators highlighted the recently passed referendum and ongoing budget challenges as the district grapples with declining enrollment. Today, the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee and Library Board are meeting. Later this week, the Housing Authority, Board of Park Commissioners, and Commercial Multifamily Design Review Committee will all meet. On Wednesday, the La Crosse County Board will hold an informational meeting on the La Crosse School District. While no action will be taken, county board members will hear from the district's visioning focus group. On Thursday, the county board holds its monthly meeting where it will take up resolutions opposing Wisconsin DOT plans to close two railroad crossings, rezoning requests, and committee appointments. The board will also consider a resolution supporting base pay increases by the state for county conservation staff. Workers rallied at Amplify on Monday after the company proposed benefit changes for union employees. One of the benefits being affected is that the company may no longer provide matching funds to 401k accounts for its union workers. The retirement benefit changes are an important part of ongoing contract negotiations between Amplify and union reps. Congressional candidate Rebecca Cook was at the rally to support the workers. Amplify said it's offering the same retirement contributions to both union and non-union workers. Gas prices continue trending downwards. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue to drop throughout Wisconsin. Gas Buddy reports Wisconsin has seen an average price of $2.91 a gallon, down 2.8 cents from last week. 40 states saw average gas prices fall over the past week as refineries wrapped up their seasonal maintenance and prepared to boost output. Nationally, a gallon of gas averages $3.08.
Prices here in La Crosse have stayed in line with the statewide average for the past couple of months, currently at $2.91 per gallon. A new lawsuit has been filed challenging Wisconsin's congressional maps. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
The Elias Law Group filed a motion on behalf of Democratic voters to the state Supreme Court Wednesday, asking for a review of the House maps. The group filed a similar request last year, but the court rejected the request because it was too close to the November election. The current maps only have two of the state's seven congressional districts with the potential for real contention.
The two competitive districts include Western Wisconsin's 3rd District. Wisconsin is among the states suing to stop the Trump administration from speeding up the permit process for energy projects. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The AG says he's going to stop the Trump administration from trying to use emergency powers to speed up energy projects without proper environmental oversight. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of attorneys general suing to stop the federal effort. The group suing argues the administration's actions threatens public health and the environment. They're asking a federal court to throw out the executive order and make it illegal to prevent agencies from issuing emergency permits under the authority.
One of the permits recently fast-tracked was the Enbridge Line 5 project in northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin is investing in preserving agricultural land through the Farmland Preservation Program. The program gives landowners a $10 per acre tax credit if they meet certain agricultural conservation requirements. Katie Abbott of the Iowa County Land Conservation Department said it's a bit of help financially for farmers in Wisconsin.
It's just a really great way for landowners to get one-on-one conservation help and get a little financial incentive to help protect the soil and water that we all depend on.
Wisconsin's $105 billion agricultural economy provides 11% of the state's employment. The program increases tax credits by over 30% for eligible land. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Whether it's motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles, if you're driving a larger vehicle, be on the lookout. Also remember to be sharing the road with farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DOT website. It'll be another dry day, but rain chances are on the way. Today's highs will be in the mid-80s across the Cooley region with partly cloudy skies tonight and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be the same way tomorrow with sunny skies during the day giving way to scattered storm chances into Thursday. That's when we'll have our best shot at rain this week as highs will top out in the mid to upper 80s on Thursday before storms move in. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only 3 hits through 9 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in the last, this month for sure. It's really sputtered. Yeah, we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still we've got to get production and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence. I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations, but I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are 2 episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twins Smoke and Stack and Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms. Some could be severe with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.